This is bpnradio.com, and you're listening to Marketplace Saturday, where business leaders go to grow. Marketplace Saturday is designed for the entrepreneur, employee, or student that's looking to grow, learn, and become more today than they were yesterday. Now, here's your host for Marketplace Saturday, Rick Gentry.
Well, I'm absolutely honored to have on with me today my son, Rick Gentry. And, of course, I was there when he was born in Duncan, Oklahoma, several years ago. And Rick grew up in the small town of Rush Springs, Oklahoma, where Gene and I led that church for several years. His love for sports ripened during that time. During his high school years, Rick focused on basketball. And he got his first coaching job at Middale Christian School in 1985, where he started out coaching the 5th and 6th grade boys basketball team. He then got his first head basketball coaching job at Oklahoma City Christian Academy, assistant football coach there. Rick has been coaching young athletes for the past 28 years, has held a career win of 541 wins and 186 losses. He's been named Coach of the Year 6 times. 2 times Texas All-Star coach, won 3 state titles, 1 national title in basketball, and 14 district titles. Rick has also been the athletic director for several Christian schools for over 20 years. He's married to his beautiful wife, Ruth, for almost 30 years, has 4 children, Taylor, Megan, Hunter, and Brock. 2 of his daughters getting married this year. When Rick is not coaching, he enjoys spending time with his family at home, swinging a golf club with a buddy, or playing the drums for his church worship band. Rick is also a member of the Breakout Prayer Network on our team here and at Breakout, and is our new host for Marketplace Saturday, which is going to be heard all day every Saturday starting this Saturday, January the 20th on bpnradio.com. Business people helping business people. Rick, welcome to the Wednesday watch here on bpnradio.com.
Well, thanks, Dad. I'm sure happy to be here. It's a good day.
Yeah, it's a good day. You've had a great coaching career. And how did you get into coaching? How did you think about coaching? And I know you started with the 5th and 6th grade, but how did the dream begin? How did it all begin?
Well, actually, it may have been you taking me to those OU football games at age 8 and watching the Barry Switzer era, and sure enjoyed all those games. And I used to sit in the stands in high school and call plays, or at least they didn't listen to me, but I was calling plays up there what I thought they should run. So I don't know. It was just kind of inside me. Calling plays and, love working with kids as I got older, but, backyard football, playing for Coach Manning there in Rush Springs. There was, some things that were set in stone there inside of me about athletics. And so I think that had a big influence on me growing up.
Yeah. Of course, you got to remember how I taught you how to play defense, and I taught you how to shoot those 3-pointers and out there playing on the driveway for many hours. So I guess I can get some of the credit for helping you get into coaching. But you've been a very successful coach, no doubt about it. I mean, you've had so many wins, and of course your mom has attended and I have attended so many of your games, and you just have that coaching temperament. And you have been very successful in the coaching, and I believe that that your success in coaching basketball, football, is going to spill over into helping coach people in business in the Marketplace Saturday. So what we're starting Marketplace Saturday. I'm really, really excited about this. It's been in the making and the planning for a long, long time. And we are in the process of getting all ready to go, starting on Saturday, January the 20th. And what is Marketplace Saturday going to be all about? Can you give us just a little preview?
Sure. Well, there's fundamentals in basketball, and there's fundamentals in business. And I think today a lot of men and women are definitely looking for ways to be more successful. I believe Marketplace Saturday, we have some tremendous men and women that are successful in business that can help. And so when you learn something, the greatest thing about knowledge is also being able to give that away to teach others. So there'll be a lot of coaching going on, and I believe that it'll just be a great community of business leaders that people can glean from to help make them more successful. And that's what we need today. We have a lot of people that are isolated and maybe not having the tools or the resources to be successful in business. And so I believe the business people on Marketplace Saturday are excellent. We have some of the finest, most successful people across the globe that will be speaking on Marketplace mm-hmm. Saturday.
Yeah.
And so I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, I know that we have some leading people in business that you have been interviewing. You already have interviews ready, and we have some people that are going to be involved in Marketplace Saturday, and there's going to be a lot of information, a lot of inspiration, and it's going to be quite helpful for people that are seasoned in business, that want to learn more about business, and of course those people that want to get started in business. So it's I'm really excited about Marketplace Saturday that we can devote here on BPNradio.com that we can actually devote all day helping business people. That means that anytime that people are interested in business, and we're going to have God ideas, witty inventions, a lot of revelation, a lot of things, information is going to help people. That means they can tune in every Saturday, anytime, all day Saturday. So I know it's going to be great. And I really believe, Rick, that God is calling people into the marketplace, into business to help. We're under President Donald J. Trump, the Dow has set all kinds of records. We're living in a time of great prosperity, and I know that a lot of people want to get in on doing business and working for yourself. And I know that Marketplace Saturday is going to help people in that arena, in that area. And I know that you're very passionate about what we're going to be doing on Saturday. Why are you so passionate about helping people on Marketplace Saturday?
Well, I'm excited about the folks that are going to be speaking every Saturday, first of all. But second of all, I just think that I have such a passion for people to learn and to not only coach, but to be coached. And I think that it's just an avenue that is out there that is going to be so helpful for so many people. And this is, it's unique in so many ways. You can sit in your living room or sit in your truck, and you don't have to go pay $500 for a seminar, sit there for 2 days. And get overload. You can just sit there and listen to BPN radio. You can listen to a 30-minute show, or you can listen to two or three 30-minute shows, mm-hmm. And probably learn a lot more, just because you're going to be able to retain a lot of that knowledge. But there's a lot of reasons for the passion, but I feel that the main reason is just business people helping business people. That's the key.
Yeah. Well, I agree with that. People can put their phone, their smartphone, in their pocket, and they can listen as they go down the road, or they're taking a Saturday walk, or maybe they're at the gym, and people that are not listening on TuneIn Radio, they can. All they have to do is go to the App Store and type in TuneIn Radio. And once that is downloaded, then they simply have to click on BPN Radio, the one with the red, white, and blue flag, And in a few seconds, they are listening. If they're not at home at their computer, they are listening wherever they go. And, of course, we'll have different programming throughout the day so people can listen on their computer or on their smartphone. And, you know, I know that people that are in business are going to get lots of information, but people that want to start a business and what, you know, there's some people that they're tired of working for other people. And they'd like to work for themselves. You have a word of encouragement for those that want to start a business and how we can help them.
Well, I think that that's something that's in a lot of people's heart, and they don't know how to take the first step. And I think that that's another thing that's going to be available on BPN radios. We're going to have different business people, and we already have in some of our interviews, to talk about how they got started. And what was the five points of starting a business. And so I just encourage people that if they want to start a business, they can start a business. They can do what God says they can do. And a lot of times there's voices that they're listening to that says, you can't do that, but you can do that. And so we just want to be an encouragement to people that want to start business, that are already in business. But we believe that people will get some great tools as they listen to BPN radio and be encouraged. I believe that that a lot of people will start businesses after they listen to BPN radio, because they're going to get such vision after they listen that that they're going to say, hey, I can do that. And they're going to start praying about what God's saying about it and how to start it, what steps to take. And as we know, you have to take the first step to get somewhere. And so I believe we're going to see a lot of people taking steps.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And there's a lot of people that have business in their heart. They'd like to work for themselves. In fact, more and more people, you know, are working at home for themselves. And I just believe there are major opportunities. And there's a lot of people that may be listening today or on Saturday, and they just say, hey, I have that in my heart, but how am I going to get started? And so on Marketplace Saturday, we are going to have people telling their stories, how they got started, principles, what other information we're going to give people on Saturday.
Well, I think that there's just going to be a lot of knowledge that's going to be gleaned from listening to people that's been successful. And I remember one time when I was younger, very young, I chased down Jim Valvano in the bathroom to get his autograph. And I went and listened to a lot of successful coaches and because I wanted to know what made them successful. And so the great thing is we don't have to chase people down. We don't have to get on an airplane and go to some conference or drive for 4 hours to go to some conference. You know, you can just listen to bpnradio.com and listen to people that have years, multiple years of experience, which is phenomenal. So I just believe that that as they listen, they're going to get wisdom as they pray about what's in their heart. I believe that it's going to come true for them, their dreams come true, and they're going to be able to get revelation on how to start their business, and we're going to hear a lot of success stories moving forward.
I know, and we, boy, there's nothing like hearing people share their story of how they got started, and we're going to have all kinds of people, different people, mostly people that we know, that are going to be sharing their story, sharing their information, and valuable tips. Even if people have started a business, they're very experienced in business, and they've been very successful in business, they're going to receive and hear some tips, some information that is going to help them grow, expand, enlarge in their business. So I'm really excited about what God's going to do starting this Saturday at 9 a.m. That's 9 a.m. Central Time. And, of course, we have people listening across America and different nations of the world. But Texas time, it's 9 a.m. California, it will start at 7 a.m. New York, Eastern Seaboard. It will start at 10 a.m., but it's going to go throughout the day. It's going to be fantastic, and you're going to hear some incredible people share their story that is going to be very helpful. And as Rick says, as you're saying, Rick, they don't have to get on a plane and go off and spend a lot of money. They can listen to BPN Radio throughout the day and receive that valuable information. Will business people that are listening, will they have an opportunity to have a spot on Marketplace Saturday, or will they be able to host a program of their own?
Well, I think that's the great thing is that, the folks that we've talked to are very excited about hosting their own program. And the great thing about starting a business and working years in business is that you have a lot to give. And so one of the best ways that we can connect people is that you give your expertise by hosting a show on BPN Radio and hosting your own show. We walk you through how to do that. It's really inexpensive to get started, and you don't have to be super technical to do it. You basically just are going to host your own show from your house each week on your phone. Mm-hmm. And so it's pretty simple. And you send that to us, and we edit it for you, put an intro and an outro on it, and you have your own show. And I'll tell you, I don't know where you can go around the world or in America and say, hey, I want to do a radio show. And you can do that. That's something that you may be able to pay for a commercial, but to actually host your own show is really unbelievable. We're going to give folks that opportunity, businessmen and women, and this is what's going to make this successful. So if you're sitting out there today thinking, well, that's not me, I believe that is you, because you have a lot inside of you that you can give to other people.
Yeah,
that's going to be life-changing. And so we do need people to call me or to email me that want to host their own show that's listening to this. I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to share the opportunity with you. And so you could be a huge blessing. So please call me.
Okay. How can you give out your phone number and maybe an email address that people could contact you that are listening here?
I'd be happy to, Dad. My email is rickgentrybpnradio@gmail.com. And my phone number, if you want to text me, is probably the best way, but it's 214-918-8707. So give me a call or shoot me an email.
Okay,
and I'd love to talk with you.
Yeah, and then we're opening up our brand new website, and people can go to our website, bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and get more information about what is happening. And we're very excited about this. And people can actually host their own 30-minute show. And I know that for about $250, I know that they can put in a studio in their home, and they can interview different people. They can play music. It's got just amazing opportunity for people to say, "Yeah, I'm in business, and I would like to share what's happening in my business, in my life, and I would like to help other business people." So we're business people helping other business people. That's quite amazing to think that if they didn't want to buy the equipment, they could just put a microphone on their computer, record their show, and send it to Dropbox to us, and we will edit it and give you a time slot. Pretty exciting, isn't it, Rick?
Well, it's amazing, really, when you think about how simple it is, because you can just buy a mic for probably $49 and get started.
Mm-hmm.
And so the other thing I wanted to say, if you know of other people that you may think would be great hosting their own show, you can also ask them to call me, or if you just want to sponsor someone, that'd be great as well. And, you know, or if you want to get somebody to sponsor you to do your own program, you know, I mm-hmm. think people would really enjoy helping someone if they said, look, we're going to be able to be on radio and help people all over the world. Would you sponsor this show? And I'm sure that they would love to do that. And you can also promote your business by giving your email address or the name of your business. That's fine. You can do that as well at bpnradio.com. So, you know, there's a lot of advantages to being on the radio, and I think that as we move forward, we're gonna see things that even exceed our expectations on this. But we're really a growing radio station, and a lot is happening. I know, Dad, you're just doing an amazing job. There's so many things that you're doing, and I'm always impressed when I come into the studio and see all the equipment that you're working at once. And of course, you've been doing that a few years, but still, it's pretty impressive how big BPN Radio is getting, and how many lives are being touched.
Well, thank you, son. It's a real honor. I have a great passion to know that I can stand behind this microphone and minister to people all across America and around the world. At one time, Gene and I were going out almost every weekend or longer to churches all across America, different venues that we were speaking at, and not only in America but around the world, many different places in the world. And to think now that I can stand behind a microphone in Austin, Texas, and speak to everybody at one time. So it's quite amazing, the power of radio. And radio is growing, particularly internet radio. That's why we keep emphasizing we are bpnradio.com. I think there's probably in the world maybe two or three other BPN radio, but we're the only bpnradio.com. And so, boy, it's really exciting what God is doing. And of course, I've always had, for many, many years, I've had this passion for business people. You know, I used to do business seminars. I would go to churches, and I would go in on Saturday morning, and I would start my weekend by speaking to business people and sharing revelation, God ideas, and sharing other people's testimony and praying for business people. Because, you know, business people are not second-rate citizens. Sometimes we say, well, we're a preacher, and that's more important than being a businessman, but that's not. We must have business people that can finance the gospel. You know, the Bible says in Romans chapter 10, beginning with verse 14, how can people call for help if they don't know who to trust? And how can they know who to trust if they haven't heard of the one who can be trusted? And how can they hear if nobody tells them? How's anyone going to tell them unless someone is sent to do it? So, you know, one translation says, how can they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach or declare or give their message unless they are sent? And my addendum to that is, how can they be sent? How can they go without finances? Somebody has got to help finance this end time world harvest. And I believe that God has called men and women to the marketplace to help finance this world harvest, this end time harvest. And so I believe that many businessmen and businesswomen are going to be hosting their own show on bpnradio.com, because they believe that God has called them not just to make money, not just to tear down their old barns and build bigger barns, but to help finance ministries all across America and around the world. So, you know, there is a cause, and I believe that Marketplace Saturday, Rick, is going to is going to help fulfill the cause. I believe we're going to play an integral part, a strategic part, in this end time world harvest. What say you?
Well, I think that everything you said is great. I think that that is very true. I also wanted to mention that if you guys contact me, I'd like to send you a video that we made that is also explaining what we're doing. And it's going to be, it's just something that another tool that will be help you kind of see our vision and what we're doing and where we're going. And, so we're excited. I think that the main thing I want to communicate is that that I think that this is a great opportunity for you. And a lot of times we think that, maybe, oh, this is for somebody else. No, it's for you. And but I do agree that that I believe that just like BP and radio, we need business people to help us with our vision and what we're doing, and you need people to help you in your business. And so I just think that team is great. So we're all on the same team. We're all going the same direction.
Yeah,
and we're all scoring touchdowns.
That is great. It's been great to have you on, and I encourage people to contact you so they can get one of our the videos. We have businessman Jim Wagy on there with us, and former five-time world champion boxer Evander Holyfield is on there helping us promote Marketplace Saturday, and they can watch this commercial, this video that is explaining what we're doing just by contacting you. Why don't you say a prayer, if you will, before you go? We have about a minute left. You can say a prayer for those who are in business and for what we're doing on Marketplace Saturday. Good to have you on today, Rick Gentry, and we're looking forward to this Saturday, January the 20th, getting started. So say a prayer.
God, we thank you for this this day. First of all, we thank you for BPN Radio. I just bless business people today. I blessed their families, and we just pray for health and finances. And we pray for champions out there, God. I know that you created us to win, not lose. And these people are listening today. I just pray for favor. And we just thank you for this opportunity to speak today. We thank you for America, God. We thank you that things are as good as they are. And we're blessed today. And I bless everyone that's listening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick, for being on.
You've been listening to another special edition of Marketplace Saturday, being heard throughout the day here on bpnradio.com. Keep listening for another special show here on Marketplace Saturday with your host, Rick Gentry. This is Allison Kieber with Marketplace Saturday and your success tip. Today's success tip comes from Richard Branson, the founder of Virgin Group. And as many of us know, he's a very successful businessman and an icon in entrepreneurship. Here's Sir Richard Branson's top 10 tips for success. Number one, follow your dreams and just do it. Number two, make a positive difference and do something good. Number three, believe in your ideas and be the best. Number four, have fun and make sure to look after your team. Number five, don't give up. Number six, make lots of lists and keep setting yourself up for new challenges. Number seven, spend time with your family and learn to delegate. Number eight, try turning off the TV and get out there and do some things. Number nine, when people say bad things about you, just prove them wrong. And number 10, do what you love and have a sofa in the kitchen. This is Allison Kieber for Marketplace Saturday and your success tip.